Good Tov, everyone. We are on the bottom of page 129, moving on to page 130. We're talking about Dinei Tanis, the Dinei Tanis Cholom B'Shabbos. Okay, after talking about the Dinei Nichum Avela Bikur Cholom B'Shabbos, we move on, really, it's the Sudas of Shabbos now. But before we talk about the Sudas of Shabbos, we have to know if one is not required to if he wants to fast on Shabbos. We saw already in Sif Aleph that it is usur to fast on Shabbos. One of the reasons brought down is because Shabbos is given for Oneg and not for Tzar. Okay, it's not believe it's supposed to be warning, therefore you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Steve Bays and Gil are talking about a case, what if etzem fasting is an oneg for the person? Is it then allowed to fast on Shabbos? Says the Mechaber of your Steve Bays. Yesh omrim sha'adnum shamazik lo achila. There are those who say that if a person, by eating, that was what mazik a person. As oneg hu lo shalo achol. Therefore it's more oneg for him not to eat because eating causes him, stomach aches and stuff like that. Lo yochal, then he's allowed not to go ahead and eat. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Dirim Asa lo yochal, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikot and Gimel, Kimat karov l'isra achilo, Kevin Shemeshar, Shiaziklo, he's not even allowed to eat. If it's going to be mazikim, he's not going to allow to eat. Now, we're talking about, obviously, he's not fasting every day of his life. Okay, we're talking about he's fasting during the day of Shabbos. I guess this person eats at night, and he doesn't really eat during the day. That's only if a kazais itself is going to mazik him. If he can eat a little bit, and a little bit's not going to be mazik him, he should eat a little bit, and therefore he can be yotzei suda Shabbos. Says the Ramah, v'chei mi sheyesh lo oneg im yivke, kidei sheyeh lecha tzar melibo motu livkos to Shabbos. So too, one is not really allowed to cry. We don't do things that are going to make people cry in Shabbos. So it was one of the reasons we saw not to necessarily do bikur cholim and nichum avilim, because it's going to cause you tzar. It might even get you to cry. But if crying itself is an oneg for the person, then it is mutter to even cry on Shabbos. Now there's a fundamental machlokas over here between the Taz and Eli Rabba. What does it mean you're allowed to cry? Look inside Sif Katan Dalet over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Tzar Melibo. Katav Taz. Hainu Davka Yimachmas Rov Dveikuso Bakadosh Baruch Hu Zolgim Eidot Maus. He's talking about over here where the etzem, the crying, causes you oneg because it creates it's a crying of kirvus of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shechei matzinim b'Rabbi Akiva b'zohar Hakadosh. Shahaya bocha me'od be'omro shir hashirim. When he would say shir hashirim on Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva would cry the dma'os of kirvus of the Elokim. V'asher shiyada heichan advarim megin, because he understood the meaning of shir hashirim, how deep it was, and therefore that would get him to cry. There are the tazdas that kind of crying is going to be mutter. But a crying out of tzar, even if that is going to end up making you feel better, that is not okay according to the Taz. Aval, very important, the lashon of aval, as we saw many times. When the Mishnah Berurah brings out two shitas, in the second shita, he says, aval, that is how the Mishnah Berurah is passing. Aval, be'eli, rabbi, v'tosa, shabbos, hitiru, kevin, shal, yidei, b'chiyaso, yirvachlo, because by crying, the end of the result is going to be a revach for the person. Okay, he's going to benefit from it, and therefore that's going to be. So the machlok is over here, the Taz holds, the etzem crying has to be an oneg. Okay, has to be an oneg. The Eli Rabba holds, this, the outcome of the crying is good enough to be an oneg, and therefore, if by someone feels a great pain on Shabbos, and by crying it's going to make him feel better, according to Eli Rabba, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah is passing, the Aruch HaShulchan passing is like this also, in Ozvav, that it is going to be mutter to cry even on Shabbos. Okay, fine. So that is the dinim of when fasting is going to be oneg, we say it's going to be mutter. And even by crying, it's going to be oneg, it's going to be mutter. And therefore, also, Sif Gimel, Adam Hamisane Bichol Yom. If a person fasts every day, meaning he eats it only at night, he has a Ramadan all year round. He eats at night, and he doesn't eat during the day. V'achila b'shabbos tzar hulo, meaning shinei vesed, if by eating the day, now it's going to change his stomach, it's going to make him very sick, because he's not used to fasting, he's not used to eating during the day. Yesh omrim sheru kama chasidim ve'anshei ma'isa shinishanu b'shabbos mitam zeh. They saw some chasidim and anshei ma'isa that would fast every Shabbos because of this. V'chein amru shekach haya osa Rav Yehuda Chassidim. Okay, Rav Yehuda Chassid, the founder of the Churva Synagogue. Okay, Rav Yehuda Chassid, the first one who built over there. It's really the Beit Knesset of Rav Yehuda Chassid. He used to fast every Shabbos according to the Mechaber over here. At least that was the Eidus over here, because they used to fast every single day. They would only eat at night. And therefore, fasting on Shabbos would also be okay. Once again, the Bar Halacha points out, Sa'ar hulo, and Dimra Sa'ar Rotzalomar, Hafilim Yochel Ma'at. Okay, that's even if he's going to eat a little bit, it's going to be a tzar for him. Because if not, then he should eat a little bit on Shabbos, and therefore not to get into the problem of fasting. That is when fasting is an oneg for him. Sif Dal now enter into a concept called Tanis Cholo. If someone has a bad dream, the ninth parak of Maseches Brachos talks at length about different dreams that are bad dreams. There's some dreams that are good dreams. Okay, there are certain things that are bad dreams, and therefore one of the ways to deal with a bad dream in the Lashon of Chazal is to fast. Okay, there's other things also, the special tefillah during Birkas Kohanim, there's something called a Tavas Cholom, okay? But one of the things is to fast if someone sees a bad dream. The question is, what happens if someone has a bad dream? Friday night, is can he fast on Shabbos? Says the Mechaber over here, Mutter li sanis bo tanis cholom kidei sheikra gazardino. A person is mutter for him to fast a tanis cholom in order to help rip up the bad gazardin, because a cholom is a little bit of a nevuah. In general, we'll talk about nowadays in a couple minutes, but in general, in the Lashon HaChazal, cholom was a type of nevuah, it was seeing a little bit into the future. Therefore, if you have a bad dream, there's a bad gazardin against you. So therefore, you want to fast to help rip up the gazardin. So therefore, a person wakes up, he's very concerned about it. He doesn't want anything bad to happen. He wants to fast on Shabbos in order to help rip up the Gezardin. Says the Mechaber over here, it's mutter for him to fast. However, since he has a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, and he's mevatel the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos by fasting, says the Mechaber, v'tzarech li'sanos b'yom rishon. He's going to have to fast again on Sunday, meaning Motzei Shabbos can have Malav Malka, break his fast. Sunday he's going to have to fast again. Kadeshi tzchaperlo, mashab bitel Oneg Shabbos. The fact that he was mevatel Oneg Shabbos, that also requires a fast. So you want to fast in order to rip up the gzardin, no problem, you can go on and fast. But that itself is okay to do, but you're also the same thing. Sometimes one maisa could be good and bad. So on the good side, it's going to help mevatel the gzardin, but there's a bad side, you're mevatel Oneg Shabbos. So the fact that you're mevatel Oneg Shabbos, you're going to have to fast again. Vim tashash kocho, but if he is very weak, v'ni yachol yisano shnei yamim ritzufim, and a person can't fast, like many people, to fast 2 days is very difficult for certain people. Lo yisana b'yom rishon yisana achar kach. He shouldn't fast on Sunday. He'll pick another day in the week to go ahead and fast to make up for the fact that he was mevatel oneg Shabbos. Says the Ramah, v'kol shekeini maya b'yom rishon Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh or Purim or Yontif. For sure, if Sunday is a chag, it's either Chanukah, Purim, or a regular Yontif, then obviously he can't fast on Sunday. Afil yontu sheni shel galuyos, even as yontu sheni shel galuyos, she'ein li sanos ad achar kach. You should not fast on that Sunday. You would fast at a different time. V'yesh omrim, says the Roma. Mishi yasha, well, that's when you have the bad dream Friday night. But what happens if he has a bad dream during his nap, Shabbos afternoon? Says the Roma, v'yesh omrim. Mishi yashin shnas tzarayim. He takes a nap. V'cholom cholo cholom ra. And he sees a bad dream. Yisana mechatzia yom ad chatzia laila v'az yavdil. He should fast from chatzos until chatzos laila. He'll fast until 12:30 Motzei Shabbos, whatever chatzos laila is, and then he'll make a gdol of it. Okay, the fast, the tanis cholim, will be from chatzos to chatzos. Ubiyom rishon yisana kilu yisana kol yom haShabbos. And once again, he's still the fact that he's mevatel the rest of the oneg Shabbos, the rest of the Shabbos. He's going to have to make up with it with another fast. Once again, he'll fast on Sunday again. Okay, so that's the dinim over here, brought down over here of fast. Now the question is over here, Sif Dalet over here by Tanis Chalom, we see, you have to make up the fast, right? What about Beis and Gimel? Beis and Gimel, when it's owning for him, we didn't say he has to make up the fast. Why over here also you have to make up the fast? We didn't say that. The Ber Halacha doesn't ask this kashya, he just points us out. Yibur Maschel, Masha Bita Lung Shabbos. Last line. V'ayim b'achronim shekotu, da'al hav deceiv beiz v'gimel, ain't tzarech l'meisiv tanis l'tanisam. Beiz and gimel, you don't have to make up with a fast for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. There also was mevatel on Shabbos. I believe the Pashan answer, I think the Aruch HaShulchan brings it down in Ozayin. He says, with Pashas, see, Beis and Gimel, this is his Oneg Shabbos. We saw in Beis and Gimel, that's the Oneg for this person to fast. Therefore, he's not mevatel Oneg Shabbos. Therefore, he does not have to make up the fast. Tanis Cholom, he wants to eat. Okay? Eating would be more of an Oneg for him, but he wants to rip up the Gzardin. So therefore, by ripping up the Gzardin, mevatel his Oneg Shabbos, he has to go ahead and make up for the fast. Okay? The end of the day. Okay? The end of the day is nowadays, we do not pay too much attention to Cholos. Okay? The Chazon Ish writes a length, and there's a number of different reasons. Number one, we're not on the same level as it used to be about getting the vias in Chalom. But even more than that, we have so much information coming in. And that influences the dreams that we have. The Mishnah Berurah talks about it over here already, that if you thought about the things that what you dreamt about that night, Okay? If during a war, you're thinking about rockets falling on you, and then at night you dreamt about a rocket falling on you, so that's not Nevi'is. Okay? You don't have to worry about that Cholom. It's because you thought about it during the day. What you think about during the day, that also becomes truth at night. And therefore, we don't do the Tavis Cholom too much. We don't do the Tefillah during Berachas Kohanim. And definitely, we do not fast nowadays. Tanis Cholom and Mevatel are learning, and Mevatel other Avodas Hashem. And especially not in Shabbos Lemaisa, we do not ever fast. Fast on Shabbos nowadays. Okay? Now, the Mechaber is going to go through other things similar to what we've talked about, other types of examples of dreams that are bad over here in Sif Hei. Says the Mechaber Sif Hei, Yesh Omen, She'ein li sanos tanis cholom Shabbos, el al cholom shoro tlat zimne. Some say you only fast if the dream repeated itself three times. If it was a one-time bad dream, you don't fast. Only three times, then you would fast. V'yesh Omen, She'bazman hazeh ein li sanos tanis cholom Shabbos. It could be over a week. It doesn't have to be day after day. It does not have to be day after day. Okay. V'yeshomim shebazman hazeh ein li sanos tanis cholom b'shabbos. And those who say, we do not fast tanis cholom b'shabbos. She'ein anu bekiyim b'pitron cholomos l'deizeh b'tov eizeh ra. Because we don't really know. You see, if you look in Maseches Brachos over there in the ninth parak, some of the dreams that you thought would be bad dreams are really good dreams. Some of the good dreams are really bad dreams. We're not bekiyim what's considered a good dream and a bad dream. And therefore, we don't say just because it looks, seems like a bad dream, doesn't mean it's a bad dream. However, there's certain things that we do know that are intrinsically bad dreams because they're mentioned in the Gemara and Brachos over there. Therefore, it says like this. Va'olim omrim. Shenitza b'sifrei kadmonim. Shal shlosha chalomos misani mishabbos. Three types of dreams you would fast on Shabbos. Okay? What are those? Ve'eluhain. Haroa sefer Torah shenisraf. If you see a sefer Torah that was burnt. Oh, Yom HaKippurim b'shas ni'ilor. You dream about ni'ilah and Yom HaKippurim. Oh, koroz beso. Or the walls of your house falling. Koroz beso. Oh, shinav shenafu. Either the walls of your house or your teeth falling out. Those are dreams that are bad that are found in Sifrei Kadmonim. Those three dreams, you would have to lift it. Tonight you have one of these bad dreams, you still don't fast. Why? Because you heard about it today, so therefore you're thinking about it today. Okay, but in general, these are bad dreams. Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevensal points out over here, Misani, Avolim Hira Behem Bayom, Ein Lisanas Avram. You thought about these things during the day, you don't fast on them at night. You don't fast on the next day. Veneer Linnaeus Dieting, therefore, one of the things we mentioned was thinking about Ni'ilan Yom Kippurim, says Moreno Rabbi Rav Nevensal. Ni'ilas Dieting, the mayor Shchodesh Elul, once Rosh Chodesh Elul comes in, Shem Mevarchim Chodesh Elul, or even maybe before Rosh Chodesh, when you're Mevarch Rosh Chodesh Elul, at Acher Simchas Torah, until after Simchas Torah, Hara Yom Kippurim, Afil B'Shas Ni'ilah B'Cholom, if you see Yom Kippurim B'Shas Ni'ilah on your dream, Lo Yisana, don't fast. Because you thought about it. Okay, Mistama, you thought about it, even though you're not in the greatest level to start fearing Yom Kippurim once El will come in. But still, it's still in the back of your mind, and therefore, says the Nevensal, even for these three dreams, not always we would go ahead and fast. And then the Mechaber goes on. V'had d'roa shinav shenafu. That which he said, if your teeth fall out, dafka shinav. That's only if your teeth fell out. Aval aro l'chayiv shenashu. But if you see your jaw falls out of your mouth, I think that's a terrible thing, right? No, that's a good thing. Chalom tovu. That is it represents a good dream. Demesu ayotzim alav ra. That means the people who are thinking to do bad things against you, the yotzim, the advisors of the people who are advising to do bad things against you, they died. That's what it's showing you, that they're the ones who dropped dead. V'nir ali. However, it says the Mechaber, Shachalomos, Shalom, Perak Ra, Shem Roim. The things that are specifically said in the ninth Perak of Brachos that are bad dreams. Okay, Amalei Amisanim B'Shabbos, you should also go ahead and fast on Shabbos. So you're going to have to learn the ninth Perak of Brachos, know what's a good dream and what's a bad dream, in order to know, even nowadays, it sounds like if you mamish have one of these dreams, then there might be room to fast if you didn't think about them during the day. Okay, fine. The Mishnah Berurah also adds over here, Sivkot and Yudches. Oh, shinav, v'mayelo ke'ev. What's that? The same idea. V'mayelo ke'ev shinayim. If you had a toothache, you went to the dentist that day. Or the next day, you have a dentist appointment. Lo yisani, you don't fast if your teeth fell out. Okay? K'moshe katav ataz b'ma'arer. Anything you're to think about during the day that was in your mind, that means that's the reason why you dreamt about it, not because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving you prophecy over here of something bad that's going to happen. Sivav. Hamisana b'shabbos. Omer Anenu Achar Sima Tfilasel. Whether Beis Gimel or Dal, you're fasting because it's Oneg. or you're fasting because the tanis cholom, you're going to say aneinu achar siyum tefilaso at the end of it by an alkaina tzor. Before you eat the ratzon, you go ahead and say aneinu below chatima without a chatima, v'kolo below kaina tzor, and you say it in a lokaina tzor. And you'll say this ribon olamim, the printed in the sitters, just like you do during the week. Okay? Rav Nevin saw a problem because over here we talk about it's really in place of bringing a korban, and we don't bring these korbanos on Shabbos, so I'll say these yirats on Shabbos. That's Rav Nevin saw's cash over here. Last halach. Im hakadima lechol hu oneglo. If eating earlier on Shabbos day. Let's leave fasting now. Now back to the fact that you're not allowed to fast. You're supposed to be eating on Shabbos. If we're eating on Shabbos, is making your eating earlier on Shabbos is more oneg for him, meaning he ate an early Friday night dinner, therefore he's hungry. Therefore, eating earlier is going to go into Shinisakla Sudas Alayla. You've already digested. The equal is digestion. Once you've already digested the Friday night Suda, so yaktim, so you should have an earlier Suda Shabbos. Vima ichru onalog, about pushing off later on and having a later Suda. Not after Chatzos, so we already learned before, but later in the morning, Kigoncha Dain Lo Nisakla, like your Suda is not. Is not digested yet from the night. You're still full for the night. So yachar, then you should eat it later on. Says Rama, v'chei, mi sheyesh lo sudas kol yom kimo b'shabbos. Someone who has a suda every day is like a Shabbos suda. Every day you have a big suda. And so therefore he says, you have to do something different on Shabbos. The Shabbos suda, what are you going to do different on Shabbos? If your everyday suda is like a Shabbos suda, so yishana b'shabbos lahaktim la'achar. You should eat it at a different time. Something should be different about your Suda Shabbos than your weekday meal that you should eat. If you normally eat at 12 o'clock, make sure you eat at 10:30. Whatever it might be, you eat either before or after than you normally go ahead and do. Moreno of Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sol, and this will end, points out over here, he's Shana. He says, near Demidas Chasidus is not a good idea to have your weekday Sudas exactly like Shabbos. Shabbos should be better. So he says, near Demidas Chasidus Ika, Yitzamtsi Mamat Besudas Chol, you should try and eat a little bit less during the week, or you should have a specific spice a little bit at least, that you have a child, a specific dip, whatever it might be, something special for Shabbos that you don't have during the week, in order not only the time of the Suda should be different, but the actual Suda should be also different. Ad kan for today.